Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. We'll be speaking with Jocelyn Benson, a Democratic candidate for Secretary of State, in just a minute. And while we're waiting for her to join us, just want to bring you up to speed on a couple of developments. You heard about Chris L. Rucker and his stint in jail. You probably did not hear as much today about Michigan State sweeping some awards. This does not happen very often, especially when you beat an unranked team. But that's what has happened to Michigan State after the 35-27 comeback win over Northwestern Saturday. And had a chance to talk with Eric Parsegian, who's going to join us this week. Really looking forward to that. He was honored at halftime. But Michigan State quarterback Kirk Cousins, defensive end Tyler Hoover, and punter slash passer Aaron Bates, all honored as the Big Ten offensive, defensive, and co-special teams player of the week. And that sets up a very exciting matchup Saturday in Iowa City. A lot of people thought that Iowa would handle Wisconsin and that would be a Big Ten championship showdown. But what we have instead is a once-beaten Iowa in the league, actually has two losses overall, versus the 8-0 Spartans. And the Spartans have been 8-0 four times before, and every time that has happened, believe it or not, they have won or shared the national championship. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself here. I'm certainly not saying that Michigan State is an unbeatable football team. In fact, I think they're going to have their hands full Saturday at Iowa City. But history says that when Michigan State is in this rarefied air, some very good things happen. We're going to be talking with Jocelyn Benson and Steve Yensich, and we're going to talk about endorsements on both sides. We have Democratic endorsement for Secretary of State. We have Republican endorsement for governor. We've had a lot of Republican endorsements from newspapers, including the Lansing State Journal. And we had Bill Clinton here yesterday. And, of course, he's got his own take on the way things should go. We have Jocelyn with us now. I want to welcome Jocelyn Benson, the Democratic candidate for Secretary of State, to the show. Hello, Jocelyn. How are you?
Hi. Thanks for having me back on.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about a couple of things. First of all, congratulations on being the recipient of the first Secretary of State endorsement ever made by the League of Conservation Voters. What does this mean
to you? Thank you. Oh, well, I'm so honored that for the first time in its history, the League of Conservation Voters actually got involved and is endorsing us. And they are, it's a recognition of really not just the choice between myself and my opponent, who spent 20 years as a career politician serving corporate and special interests, but the fact that I'm going to be a Secretary of State that in every way possible stands up for the people of the state and stands up to ensure that the issues of the environment are addressed. We all are in this together in making sure that our great natural resources here in Michigan are protected, and that's what's going to keep our state vibrant and great, and I'm proud to stand with the League of Conservation Voters to communicate how important it is that we work together to protect our state's economy and our natural resources.
Jocelyn, you talk about career politician. We hear that term an awful lot this time of year. Is that a bad thing?
It's not necessarily, unless someone spent their career as a politician serving corporate and special interest as opposed to serving the people.
I was going to say Virge Bernero, who is heading the Democratic ticket, has been branded a career politician.
And that's for me, I'm focusing on my opponent, who has really spent 20 years, two decades, doing the work of her party and of special interest and of corporations. And when you're talking about a Secretary of State's office that must be ready to be on guard and actually enforce the law against elected officials and against corporations that break the law, you need someone who's not from that process to be able to be that guardian of the democratic process. And that's why our campaign is so special, and it's led to groups like the League of Women or the League of Conservation Voters getting involved for the first time ever to support us. And the Grand Rapids Press as well has endorsed our campaign, recognizing that we need someone in the Secretary of State's office who will stand up against politics as usual and enforce the law against everyone and anyone who breaks it. And that's what we bring to the table that my opponent does not.
Jocelyn Benson, faculty member of Wayne State University and candidate, a Democratic Party candidate for Secretary of State in 2010. Jocelyn, we have talked before about the role of a Secretary of State, and in fact, you've written a book on the matter. But for a lot of people, all they know is they want the Secretary of State's office to be open when they need to get something taken care of with their license. And there's a lot more to it than that. Tell us why this is such an important position.
Well, the Secretary of State, in addition to overseeing the licensing process for the state and overseeing those branch offices, also oversees the enforcement of election law and campaign finance law for the state. And in this new era where corporations and partisan special interest groups can now funnel shadowy money into shadowy organizations that we're seeing even more in this election more than ever before, the Secretary of State can be someone who stands up against that and requires disclosure and requires groups and entities and individuals giving money to influence political campaigns to disclose what they're doing. And that's really going to be my goal. I'm not getting in here as someone looking for elected office and jumping from office to office as my opponent has. I'm getting in here to be a Secretary of State who will crack down on people who break the law and particularly break campaign finance laws in the state at a time when we need to ensure that money is not corrupting our political process.
Jocelyn, there have been a number of ads which have come into question during this campaign, and I saw one about you over the weekend, a very unflattering photo, by the way, and it talked about your heinous endorsement of same-day voter registration. I guess I don't get it. I thought in a participatory democracy that would be a good thing. Why is that bad?
Well, I think what you're seeing is just, you know, typical politics as usual, trying to use fear and fabrication to move the electorate. And I think voters are smarter than that. I mean, nothing in that ad is true. Not one thing in that ad is true. But apart from that, you know, it's trying to both smear my record and also confuse the voters about who's going to be on their side and distract the voters from the fact that, you know, my opponent has spent 22 years as a politician serving these extreme partisan interests, voting against raising the minimum wage, voting against issues of freedom of choice for women. And what I'm trying to focus my campaign on is the truth. I believe we need to make it easier to vote and harder to cheat. And so I will support any policies that further those goals. And I've said that consistently throughout my career. And I'm also going to be a Secretary of State that tries to get partisanship out of the Secretary of State office and make it one that is just an administrative agency that's focused on administering licensing in a way that saves our citizens time and money. We're going to have multi-year license plates, for example, so you don't have to renew every year, and also enforces election law and campaign finance law in a way that ensures that people's voices are protected and that powerful and extreme special interests no longer determine who gets elected or no longer try to have this undue influence over the political process.
Reducing partisanship in elected office, good luck. Is that possible?
When I wrote my book on the Secretary of State's office and spent time working with secretaries, Republicans and Democrats in other states who've worked to bring this nonpartisan view to their office, I saw firsthand that it is possible, but it all depends on the individual's determination to be committed to not endorsing candidates, to not co-chairing campaigns, and to putting people first and putting all voters first in that office. And that's what my career has been about, and that's what I will do. And it's in stark contrast to my opponent, who's already used her office in 2008 to further support John McCain's presidential election. Now, she was the only clerk in the state of Michigan who used her office as a clerk to support a campaign for president. And we just don't need that type of leadership in Lansing. And I'm running to put away the sort of partisan use of the Secretary of State in the office and make sure that we instead have a Secretary of State who's just going to put good policy in place that will help everyone in the state.
Last point I want to make, Jocelyn, and I know this is not the responsibility of the Secretary of State, but I have seen enough ads sponsored by both parties or third-party groups in many cases that immediately have made me want to vote for the opponent, the person who is being criticized, just because I think that they are so slanderous. But there was one that particularly I was alarmed about, and this was a doctored photo from Tim Walberg, which has Mark Schauer supposedly conferring with Nancy Pelosi when they have photoshopped out the Michigan State University National Championship debate team, their debate coach, the debate director, and they have managed to make it look like Schauer and Pelosi are on a camping trip. Is there anything we can do about this?
It's so unfortunate that this is what our politics has resulted in, and the only impact is that it's made people more cynical. And I'm running to try to change that, and I'm running a campaign that's trying to stay above the fray and just be positive. And it's hard because you do have the right. First Amendment, so when it comes to political speech, people do have a right to say things, but we can regulate it. And when I'm Secretary of State, I want to look into passing deceptive practices legislation so that people aren't lying to voters about, at the very least, their right to cast a ballot,
right.
And that I stand up to try to clarify wherever I can what the real choices are for voters. Thankfully, we have nonprofit organizations like Center for Michigan and the Truth Squad that are also trying to get right. to the bottom of this. But to me, every time you see these, the best antidote is sunlight and disclosure and transparency. So I will be a partner for pushing okay. for that type of transparency. And I'm glad that, folks in the media like yourself are also working to shed light on the truth, as opposed to allowing these sort of right. silly ads to be out there to use fear and lies to try to move voters. It's not going to work this time, though. Voters are right. smarter than that.
Jocelyn Benson, Wayne State University professor and author and Democratic candidate for Secretary of State. I know you have some work to do. You have some ground to close, and we'll let you get back to it.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks for having me on, and I hope to have the vote of all your listeners November 2nd.
All right.